About 3 months ago, we learned about Richard Spur Attorney's application at the Financial Services Tribunal to review the Prudential Authority's decision to allow Constantia Insurance to cancel more than 5,000 policies. So, developments have happened, but tonight we are joined by a former Constantia client. This is Eddie Naidu, I think, to share part of his experience and also what has happened since. Welcome, Eddie, to Rise FM.
Thank you. Good evening. We, on behalf of the 5,500 policyholders, Zingisa and Wandile, we want to place our sincere gratitude to Rise FM and to our attorneys and to all the viewers who are listening out there.
Yeah. Now, Eddie, I'm going to get straight into the question just as a bit of a reminder. Can you just take us through a brief overview what has happened here and what type of policies did you guys purchase from Constantia? Okay.
All right. 10 years ago, the policyholders purchased life policies. There were two policies. One was the Living Legacy, which was in 2010, and then the Living CoverGrow, which was in 2015. So we policyholders have been paying premiums for the past 10 years and for the past 5 years until the 31st of March 2020.
Mm-hmm. And that's when you were briefed then, Eddie, by Constantia that these policies would effectively be cancelled. And,
yes.
And can you just take our listeners through that as well? When they say cancelled, do you guys get some kind of relief when it comes to that? Would they pay out all the monies that you guys have paid as premiums for both that product?
Okay. What happened is we received an SMS between the 24th and the 27th of February 2020 stating that our policies, our life policies are going to be cancelled by Constantia due to regulatory changes. So some policyholders contacted Constantia, some were contacting the actual agent and asking to speak to a team leader. What do you mean by cancelling our life policies through regulatory changes? What regulatory changes are you talking about? Because we are not aware of any regulatory changes until our court case in April 2020.
Mm-hmm. It is taking care of business on Rise FM, and we are chatting to a former Constantia client, Mr. Eddie Naidu, who's sharing some of his experiences, especially after purchasing that life policy from Constantia Life Insurers. And if you have got any questions for Eddie or comments, especially on our topic, you can WhatsApp them through to via our WhatsApp line, which is 072-885-7702. Now, Eddie, you've indicated that in that communication, they did indicate that this was due to regulatory changes. I mean,
yes.
For you guys to be able to challenge this, that means that you guys do not believe that this is the main reason why these policies would be cancelled. Am I correct in making that assumption?
Okay. What we were saying to this consultant that we received this SMS and Constantia, all they were saying is, don't be alarmed. Somebody will be contacting you. We waited for people to contact us. Nobody has contacted us. So we formed a group of policyholders, and we brought an urgent application in the beginning of April against Constantia, stating that the policies must not be cancelled. The judges from the attorneys from both sides agreed that policies will remain in force until a court hearing, which took place in May 2020. And then the landmark judgment against Constantia, where Judge Valley ruled that these policies were cancelled, were unlawful. And that the policies must remain in extent, and Constantia must continue to collect the premiums for the month of April, May, June, and July.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, since that period, Eddie, what has happened? I mean, have you guys been given some kind of relief after that? Those 3 months where the policies remained in place, what are you guys waiting for currently for the matter to be finalized?
On the 24th of July 2020, Constantia came to us with a change in policy where they're offering us an accidental policy as against our life policy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It is saying that it has been referred to by the PA, and the PA, the Prudential Authority, was in collaboration with the Constantia to saying that these policies can be cancelled and these are the alternative policies. But we are saying that the policies that we have are life policies, which will pay out on death through natural causes, through illness, or through terminal illness benefit, or through disability. whereas these accidental policies will only pay out through an accident, not through any other form of death.
So in other words, Eddie, it's not a like-for-like replacement policy that's occurring.
Absolutely.
And that's where you've got, then that's where you've got the major issue there, to say,
absolutely,
you pay for a life policy that would cover me in the event of death, but now you're asking me to replace it with an accidental policy. I'm very, very interested. I mean, our industry is governed, Eddie, you know, pretty vigorously. We've got the FACE Act, which is obviously the basis for everything that is there in terms of protecting consumers. We've seen treating customers fairly being introduced over the years. We've seen a lot of training that has gone on to be able to ensure that people receive first services when it comes to that. What is the FSCA's viewpoint when it comes to this? And what role has the FSCA and the Prudential Authority played in being able to assist you guys? Because it would seem that you guys are slightly aggrieved here.
Okay. When this happened, I have been writing to the FSCA. I've issued them with many questions. And unfortunately, being the regulator, our attorneys summoned them to court as a respondent and being a regulator. And it was so unfortunate and so angered at the policyholders that they failed to appear in court on the day one and on day two. And the judge questioned their non-appearance, being a regulator. But yet, they were responding to policyholders to say that the insurer has the right to cancel a policy, a life policy. Now, we are saying, where does that show us in your FACE Act? Under what clause is this thing being cancelled? That's when the judge and their advocates were trying to say that, you know, that they had the right to do so, and our advocates were arguing. In the end, the Judge Valley ruled that it is unlawful to cancel life policies because where does it state in the contract that you can cancel these policies, life policies? Secondly, where the FSB then in 2010 allowed short-term insurers to write life policies under a short-term license, which is in our policy document, stating that these policies, life policies, were written under a short-term insurance act. And it does not state thereafter, should this act change in future, that these policies will be cancelled. It's not there at all.
Yeah. But I find that quite serious. I mean, in your knowledge, I mean, how was it possible for Constantia? And maybe it becomes quite fair for us. Can you tell us who is Constantia? Are they an underwriter, meaning that are they a life insurer, or are they an intermediary and these policies are underwritten somewhere else?
Constantia is an insurance company. They are the underwriters of these two life policies. And they are the underwriters and the insurers. And it is a reputable company, but they were allowed to sell these life policies under the Short-Term Insurance Act by the FSCA. So now we are saying to you, FSCA, you allowed these policies to be sold under the short-term license. Now, why are you allowing it to be cancelled?
Yes, 100%.
Because the new act is saying that these life policies cannot be sold under the Short-Term Insurance Act. It's got to be sold in future under the long-term. We are saying correct. But at the cutoff point, these policies shall remain as is and continue on the as it was from 2010. But in future, from the 1st of July 2018, these policies can no longer be sold, which is correct.
Now, if you just tuned in, you are listening to Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. We are chatting to a former Constantia client, Mr. Eddie Naidoo, on his experience after purchasing a Constantia policy. So if you've got any questions or comments for Eddie with regards to our topic today, you can send them through via WhatsApp line, which is 072-885-7702. 072-885-7702. Now, Eddie, I mean, I have to ask this question. I mean, more often than not, I mean, you would appreciate that when you buy a life policy, you're buying a promise. that policy will obviously perform should it happen that you need to claim. I mean, surely this experience has been quite heartbreaking, not only for you, but for the other 5,000 policyholders. Can you just take us through, in terms of personally, what has this meant in terms of your own personal well-being and the strife and the stress that it's caused you and those 5,000 policyholders?
What are we saying? Most of these policyholders have taken these policies because of their pre-existing comorbidities. So there was a three-year waiting period. They passed the three-year waiting period long ago, so they're on cover. And now, to cancel these policies, most of these policyholders cannot get cover for the future because of their comorbidities. That is why they were taking these policies, knowing that there's a waiting period. They've passed that waiting period. And now, what has angered us is, where is the regulator? Who are they regulating against? They're saying that the PA must discharge these policies in an orderly manner. Orderly manner, by who's going to discharge it? Against who? What is the, you're saying that you're replacing these policies an accident policy, a life policy. How is it being discharged in an orderly manner? Where is the input from the policyholders? This is where we're saying the regulator, that is their function. That is the an arm of the of Parliament, National Treasury. Now, so we are saying, if we need these policies either to be reinstated as it on the short-term license as it was previously and continue as is, until, but no new policies can be sold, we understand that. Or, if that is not the case, then they must refund us the life cover that we have on our policies.
And I can just imagine, that, Eddie, that would be a substantial amount of money that would need to be refunded. Again, I need to go back to this. There was a court ruling, and you guys are obviously looking at two specific remedies there with regards to this. One, you're saying that the policies must be reinstated. Two, you're obviously asking for some form of a refund or some kind of financial compensation. Now, I want to know, and for the benefit of our listeners as well, where is this process currently? Where is it sitting? What is delaying in reaching finality?
All right. Okay, it's going to be heard tomorrow by the Financial Services Tribunal, which is like a bargaining council, you know, before you go to court. And they either going to make an order or not make an order. We don't know how it's going to go. But we are saying, as policyholders, we want our policies to be reinstated or pay us out our life cover. Refunding of premiums is not an option. What do we do with our premiums? We cannot go and buy life cover with our premiums that they're going to refund us with our comorbidities that we have. We've passed it already. And, you know, the other most important thing is clients have passed away from the 1st of September 2020 last year, right up until today. All those claims have been rejected. We are saying that they have been in contempt of the court order because the court said that you must collect the premiums. It did not say that you must replace these policies. You must collect the premiums, and it must follow the process of converting it into the life license. That's where the PE was instructed to do so by the court.
Now, Eddie, I need to ask this question, and I'm asking it from a financial perspective. When you look at similar products in the market currently, would you say that the premium that you're paying is currently competitive, or is it slightly more expensive or slightly more affordable than what you have?
Initially, when you bought the policy, it was expensive. But as the years go by, as you're getting older, the life cover is going higher until you reach the 60 months of 5 million. And you're paying 1,499 for the last 5 years. And the policy clearly says, we will cover your life without ever increasing your premiums. Fixed premiums for life. So we are paying 1,499 for a 5 million rand policy. Because we survived the 5 years.
Of course, and you, yes, you had gone through obviously that thing, but Eddie, I think it makes much more sense, and it's quite refreshing to hear it from somebody that's taken out the product itself, and be, yes, able then to tell us exactly what some of the issues are. I wanted to thank you so much, Eddie, for joining us this evening and giving us this piece of information. I think some people that are with you on this journey would have been listening to this, and I wish you all the luck in the world tomorrow at the Financial Services Tribunal. And hopefully you're able to get some kind of resolution when it comes to that, Eddie.
Yes, and we would like the opportunity of to inform you in future of what happened to what will happen tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you very much, Eddie. Please enjoy the rest of the
Once again, we are also so grateful for you listening to us.
Thank you. No problem.
Thank you very much. Eddie. Thank you. Thank you, Wandile. Thank you. Good night.
And that was former Constantia client Eddie Naidu chatting to Wandile Mazibuko on his experience after purchasing the infamous Constantia policy. You are listening to Taking Care of Business on Rise FM.